Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayh wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlilillahu fala hadiya lahu wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu wa nashhadu anna sayyidana wa nabiyyana wa maulana Muhammadan 'abduhu wa rasuluh amma ba'd fa'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim bismillahir rahmanir rahim qul ya 'ibadiyalladhina asrafu 'ala anfusihim la taqnatu min rahmatillah. Sadaqallahul Azim. Honorable ulama ikram, respected elders, brothers, and for those women that are listening at home, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Indeed, it is a great honor. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with this great night, and also for me a great honor that I stand before you on this great and blessed night. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it such that whatever is about to be said tonight is something that each and every one of us make amal upon, something that we take heed on, and inshallah that tonight will be the first night of which we will change our lives. Ameen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make that possible for each and every one of us. Respected elders and brothers, you know there's a hadith of Abu Huraira radiallahu an, which I'm sure most of you, or in fact all of you, know of. Every time when we sit in the gatherings, we hear of this hadith of Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu an, where he narrates and he says that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes mention and states that there isn't a nation that sits down solely for the pleasure of Allah, illa haffathumul malaika wa ghashyatumur rahma wa nazalat alayhimus sakina wa dhakarahumullah fi man inda. That there isn't a nation that sits down solely for the pleasure of Allah, except that the malaika throng and come down onto this nation, or sit in that same gathering. وَغَشْيَتُمُ الرَّحْمَةِ, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cascades upon these people. وَنَزَلَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّكِينَةِ, the mercy and tranquility also descends upon these people. And on top of that, وَذَكَرَهُمُ اللَّهِ فِي مَنْ عِنْدَ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take the name of all those people, or names of all those people sitting in this gathering, in a gathering far more greater and better than this one. My respected elders and brothers, if we have to ponder over this hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes mention and he says that there isn't a nation that sits down solely for the pleasure of Allah. Right now we are sitting right here because it's for the pleasure of Allah. Illa haffathumul malaika, which means right now, my respected elders and brothers, that despite there are so many of us, in every gap, by every wall, there are malaika also coming down. Wa ghashiyatumul rahma, every single person is looking for the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Come the day of Qiyamah, we will stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with our deeds at hand. But it won't be the deeds that will get us across into Jannat, inshaAllah, but rather the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet by sitting in this gathering wherein the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be taking place, automatically the mercy that you and I want, the mercy that you and I need, comes down upon us. وَنَزِلَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّكِينَةِ, tranquility descends upon us. Respected elders and brothers, you and I know that you can have all the money in the world, but you can never ever buy tranquility. It is something no supermarket, no shop, nothing whatsoever will have this. Because tranquility, peace and harmony is something only that comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why we have two cell phones. One is the weekend cell phone and one is the business cell phone. During the week, I will only take calls over here on this phone here. Come the weekend, I don't want any business calls. Or I'll take out my SIM card. I'm going for holiday. I need to de-stress. Yet by sitting in the gatherings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that same sakina and tranquility that you and I yearn for, that money cannot buy, comes down upon us. And to cap it all, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention in this hadith, وَذَكَرَهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي مَنْ عِنْدَ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take the name of every person sitting in this gathering and mention it in a gathering far more greater than this. Mullah Ali Qari rahmatullah alayhi, who is the author of Mirqatul Masabih, which is the commentary of a kitab called Mishkatul Masabih, he makes mention and he says that what is meant by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taking the name of those people in this gathering of this nature is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will mention the name of every person in the gatherings of the malaika and the anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Subhanallah. Imagine, my respected elders and brothers, throughout our entire life, we had the incidents of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, we'll hear the incidents of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and all the other anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. We'll know them, But did you ever think we would get that honor of them knowing us? Today, if someone had to say, you know what, I know the president of our country personally, he's coming to my house, how excited we'll get. We'll walk around telling everyone, no, you know, our president is someone that I know and he knows me. I got his number. You want it? But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking the name of every single one of us here. Not looking at how we are, not looking at how much wealth we have, but because we are sitting for the pleasure of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking our names in a gathering far more greater. So the next time, my respected elders and brothers, when gatherings of this nature take place, let us sit down solely for the pleasure of Allah. Let us ponder on this hadith, and on top of that, let us pay attention so we get full benefit. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us that tawfiq, inshallah, ameen. Respected elders and brothers, as you know, we are in the holy month of Shaban. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes mention in a hadith, and he said that the Shaban is my month and Ramadan is the month of Allah. Sahaba radiallahu anhu asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what do you mean by this? He says, this is the month where I fast excessively and I make preparations for the month of Ramadan. That is why Imam Bayhaqi rahmatullah alayh makes mention a riwayat of Ummul Mu'mineen Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha, where Ummul Mu'mineen Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha narrates and states and says that one night when I was asleep, my beloved husband sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was making salah. I noticed that his salah was rather long. And all of a sudden, his sajda turned out to be even longer. So immediately the fear creeps into my heart, thinking that perhaps my beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has now left me and has passed away. So quickly I get up and I touch the finger of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to my relief, his thumb moves. So I sat up and I waited for him, and after he completed his salah, and I said, oh my beloved husband sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every night you make ibadat, but what is so special about this night that even your sajda was so long, to such an extent that I thought that you already passed on and moved away? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, oh my Aisha radiallahu anha, that this is nisfum min Shaban. This is the 15th night of Shaban, a great and powerful night. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes on to narrate in the same hadith that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy knows no bounds. Thousands, millions, billions of people on this night will be free from the fire of Jahannam. The names of all those people on the registers of Jahannam will now be erased, and now their names will be transferred onto the registers of Jannat. And to explain the magnitude and the massiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy on this night, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned a hadith just in order to explain how great Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy is. He says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives so many people equivalent to the amount of every fiber of every sheep of the Banu Kalb. Now in those days, my respected elders and brothers, let us bear in mind that the Banu Kalb was a tribe who were noted for the huge and massive amounts of sheep. Now maybe we might not understand it, but perhaps maybe in our modern day terminologies or modern day understandings, let us put it this way. Imagine if one person owned not five, not six, let's say 50 or 60 chain stores throughout this entire country. And for every item on his shop, in his shop, on every shelf, whether he had 10 of the same item or 20 of the same item, whether it was on the shelf, on the floor, or even in the warehouse, for every item in every shop of his throughout this entire country, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is forgiving one person and taking him out from the fire of Jahannam. This is the magnitude, this is the multitude, this is the massiveness of the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy on this auspicious night. But then, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then mentions and he says to Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha, that O Aisha, despite the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this night, certain people won't be able to access the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Immediately Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha gets worried and she says, Ya Rasulullah, who are these people? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes mention and he says, the first person is a mushrik. That person who commits shirk. The second person is mushahin, a person who harbors jealousy or malice towards his next Muslim brother, or to anyone for that matter. The third, wala ila musbil, that person who keeps his pants below the ankle. Wala ila qati'ir rahmi, that person who severs ties with his family. Wala ila aqi walidain, and that person who disobeys his parents. And the last person, wala mudminu khamrin, and that person who consumes alcohol. These are the people whom unfortunately on this night won't be able to access the mercy of Allah. My respected elders and brothers, each one is a topic on its own. Now we don't have time to go into it in depth, but inshallah, I hope I will be able to touch on each one and move on. The first person Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes mention, and he says, wala ila mushrik, that person who commits shirk. From the time we were small and we were kids, we were in madrasa, our apa taught us kalima tawhid, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. And I can remember still clearly that when we were small, the entire class would read it. And it would be as if it was some sort of a tune. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, we would say. So from the time we were small, we already were taught that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, the Quran mentions, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَن يَشَاءُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can never forgive a person who commits shirk with him. Anything else Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive. وَمَن يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ ضَلَّ ضَلَالًا بَعِيدًا. That person who commits shirk will fall within the deepest ebbs of misguidance. So from the time, alhamdulillah, we were small, we were taught never to ascribe partners with Allah. We were taught that never will it be such that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have children. Never will it be such that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have any wife or any family of that nature. But my respected elders and brothers, unfortunately today, we as Muslims also commit shirk. Maybe not openly where we will walk into any temple and bow down before any idol. Maybe not openly we will become such that we will ascribe partners to him and say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, na'udhu billah, has children. But let me show you how. Today, we are the ones that idolize our sportswomen, our sports males and females. We are the ones that will buy our children those t-shirts that they want. Ronaldo, Ronaldinho, Beckham, everyone else. If you had to look back in history some few years ago, there was a person by the name of Diego Maradona, and I'm sure many of you know him. He was noted as the greatest soccer. He used to play for Argentina. In one particular match, he scored a goal. But they say that he pushed his hand and he hit the ball and it went inside the net. So they called it and labeled it as the hand of God. Such was his talent in soccer that eventually it prompted the people of Argentina to build a church in his name, and on top of that, a shrine which they worship him. My respected elders and brothers, today I dare you to walk into the houses of your rooms of your children. You will see for yourselves, on the wall already got the picture of the latest soccer star, on the wall already got the picture of the latest movie actor or actress or whatever it may be. We'll spend 400-500 rands on a t-shirt. A same t-shirt that those people, when they wear and they play soccer, after that they take it out because it's full of filth and perspiration. Our children will wear it. In fact, the hadith, man kana mustannan falyastanna biman mat fa innal hayya la tu'manu alayhi alfitna ulaika ashabu muhammad kanu afdala hadhihi al-umma abarraha quluban wa a'maqaha ilman wa aqalluha takallufan ikhtarahum Allah li suhbati nabiyyihi. It is mentioned that if anyone is looking for a role model, then look to those who have passed away. For the living are never free of any fault. And that you can see openly today. Every soccer star, every actor, actress, whatever it may be, is involved in zina, is involved in drugs, something or the other. And then the hadith continues to mention that don't choose people that have passed away in such a manner, for example, Hitler or someone. No, choose the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. كانوا أفضل هذه الأمة. They are the most virtuous of this ummah. No one else اختارهم الله. No one else but Allah chose them to be the companions of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam.